The attack of the Romans on the Celts at Ines Mon. From Tacitus, Annals 14. Suetonius Paulinus prepared accordingly to attack the island of Mona, which had a considerable population of its own, while serving as a haven for refugees. In view of the shallow and variable channel, he constructed a flotilla of boats with flat bottoms. By this method, the infantry crossed. The cavalry, who followed, did so by fording, or in deeper water, by swimming at the side of their horses. On the beach stood an adverse array, a serried mass of arms and men, with women flitting between the ranks. In the style of Furies, in robes of deathly black, and with disheveled hair, they brandished their torches, while a circle of druids, lifting their hands to heaven and showering imprecations, struck the troops with such awe at the extraordinary spectacle that, as though their limbs were paralyzed, they exposed their bodies to wounds without an attempt at movement. Then, reassured by their general, and inciting each other never to flinch before a band of females and fanatics, they charged behind the standards, cut down all who met them, and enveloped the enemy in his own flames.